Good morning. I get to see the children. Lots of children today. I'm really excited. I have three granddaughters. All three of them are here today. That's really a blessing. You know, it's like for grandparents, it's a big deal when your grandchildren are here. And I know they're going to be loved, right? I just know that that's what's happening. So thank you guys, everyone who serves our kids. I've been talking about, and I put a party up there. We've been talking about the gospel, the good news, for a long time, and it really is a party. It's good news. I'm so excited that when we share the good news with people, it is good news. And I believe that we have a purpose and we have a destiny to do that, and all the time. And this morning, I want to talk about it. And this is a little tagline I want you to think about, and you'll probably hear this a lot. The good news, the gospel, believe it, number one. Believe it and it'll change your life. Amen. Believe it, and the powerful God that we've been worshiping and singing about and singing to, He will change your life. He really is the source of life in our world today. And He's been that way forever. And I'll talk about that some more. So just believe it. Believe the gospel and He'll change your life. The second thing is live it. Because too long we've thought that believing the gospel was all that was, you know, once you believe it, you're fine. No, it's a relationship. Amen. You believe it and you live it. And as you live in that relationship with Him, He pours His life out in you and through you into the world. And it's so simple. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. It's so simple. Jesus is the bread of life. Eat my flesh, drink my blood. He's the living water. All you who are thirsty, come unto me. Those very, very simple things Jesus said. And the truth is, He's wonderful. It's the best thing that will ever happen to you. So believe it. Believe the gospel. Live the gospel. And then the third thing is really true. Share it. Share the good news. Just like you would share with your friend if there was 50 cents a gallon off gas on one of the stations in town, you'd be telling everybody. Well, the good news is way better than saving 50 cents a gallon on gas. Amen. And that's really what God has called us to. And I love the Apostle Paul wrote over half the New Testament, two-thirds of the New Testament, some people say. Here's what the Apostle Paul said, 1 Corinthians 1:17. Paul said this. And he said this with purpose, led by the Spirit of God, right? He said, Christ did not send me to baptize. Now, we know He baptized some people. He couldn't even remember if He had or not. But he said, I don't think I did. But He did baptize people. But that isn't what Christ sent Him. And you know what? You know what will change your life? When you realize you've been sent too. Like every day, if I wake up knowing I have a purpose, knowing my life matters, knowing that I'm changing the world, it'll change your life. It's like nobody overslept. When I was young, of course, we all believed in Santa Claus back then. And I have embarrassing stories about how I believed in Santa Claus. My parents will gladly tell you. Well, my dad will. My mom's in heaven. But my dad will tell you. He still thinks it's funny, right? We're driving to Oklahoma to visit, you know, we went to family every Christmas somewhere. We're driving to Oklahoma to see my granny Esther, my granny Nelms, and I see Santa Claus coming out of somebody's house, and we'd already left home. And I know he's going to my house, and we're going here, and I'm not going to have a Christmas. Dad said I was inconsolable the rest of the trip. Because when you're looking forward to something, you don't sleep late in the mornings. Really, every day, guys, God wants us to be the place where, our jobs are important. The daily things we do are important. It's like your life does matter. Everyone's does. But I want to tell you, I wake up every morning. We need to wake up every morning realizing there's a bigger purpose. And every day should be Christmas for us because we get to participate in the greatest event on earth. We get to share the good news, you know. I mean, so even now, I still wake up early on Christmas mornings. But now it's not because I'm getting gifts. It's because I can't wait to see the kids. I remember Jennifer had to put a time limit when Camille and Jacob were younger. They were my only grandchildren. So, of course, we went there on Christmas morning. And she had to say, listen, don't show up before 6. I'm like, but I'm up.
why can't I come?
And so I'd wait till 6:15. And she said 7, but I always got there early because I like it. Guys, that's the joy. Do you know you can live your life every day like that when you begin to realize, just like Paul said, guys, Christ didn't send me for this. In other words, he's saying Christ sent me. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the sacrificial lamb, love himself, sent Paul. Man, wouldn't you get, you'd get goosebumps all over yourself if you thought he sent you too. If he walked up to you and said, I want you. And what you got to realize is, even today, I saw the look on my brother-in-law Gary's face this morning. Gary is worth $1 million to me. Gary said, Gary goes to Harvey's small group and meets on Wednesday nights here at the church, and they do Bible studies, and the average age is 79 and a half. Not really, but sort of. And Harvey told his group, listen, we need your help. We need you. He told Gary, he said, Gary, we need you to help with VBS. And Gary was, he would give anything to help kids. And he was excited. He told me this morning, first thing he told me this morning, Gary, Harvey asked me to help with VBS. I'm like, doesn't it feel good to help? Doesn't it feel good to be a part of sharing the good news? Just like God himself, Jesus Christ, sent Paul. And you know, Jesus was crucified before Paul became a Christian, right? You're called the same way. So he said, listen, guys, I wasn't sent here to baptize. That doesn't mean he doesn't believe in baptism. He just said, here's the main thing. I was sent to share the good news, to preach the gospel. And I think we've gotten so confused because we think it's very complicated. We think you've got to go to graduate school, to seminary, to Bible college, all this stuff to learn how to share the gospel. He said, preach the gospel, which just means share. And Paul just debunks all of that, guys. Every single one of you are qualified as Paul was. Because guess what Paul said? Not with wisdom, not with eloquence. See, he understood. He was the most educated man in Israel at his age group, for sure. He was a multiple genius. But he said, that's not what this is. He said, I don't preach it with wisdom. I don't preach it with eloquence. Now, you guys wish I was eloquences. I was eloquency. Y'all wish that, right? You wish I was a comedian. You wish I was funny. You wish I was like Harvey. But the truth is that none of that matters as long as you're sharing the good news. Because the power, the cross of Christ is where the power comes from. Not the way we talk. Like, I don't know what we're going to ask Gary to do. We need a bathroom monitor, somebody to clean the toilet each time a little boy tries to use the bathroom. That's a good job, you know? Now, that's serving, that's loving, that's sharing the good news. And that's what we're called to. And so he said that. Paul said in verse 18, the message of the cross, hear this. Don't let anyone, don't let your own voice, don't let the enemy or the darkness or media or anybody tell you that the message of cross is foolish. Amen. It's only foolish to those who are perishing, because if you don't have a relationship with God, the enemy is slowly nipping away at your heels. Nipping and nipping and nipping, whispering in your ear, nipping and nipping, taking, stealing. The devil came with one purpose: to steal, kill, and destroy. And if you're not having a relationship with Jesus, he's biting you all the time. You're not good enough. You don't do enough. You're bad. You're ugly. You can't. That the devil's constantly speaking to us. Oh, well, you're not important because you're whatever. See, that's not the God. That's the enemy. Jesus loves you. He handpicked you just like he handpicked Paul. Yeah, but I don't preach. Listen, that's not what Paul is saying. You're sharing the good news. It's better this way. It's better following Jesus. That's how simple it is. God, it's better. Let me tell you about my life. Before I followed Jesus, I was mean, selfish, and what's worse, nobody knew I was mean and selfish. That's the worst kind. You know what? I was. And then I met Jesus and I fell in love with people. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and high places that exist to hurt people. And you are, we're here to bless people and bring life to people. Jesus died for people. So the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, and they're very careful in the when the Holy Spirit was speaking to Paul and directing him to write this, you begin to follow Jesus and you keep on following. It's not a once and done deal. It's a beginning event that affects you forever with no recollection of an ending. And that's where our life is. We're being saved. Not we're getting saved to go to heaven over and over again. We're our lives are being transformed by the renewing of our minds. You're not stupid. How many times does Jesus have to tell you that? Well, some of you are so stupid, he's got to tell you that a lot. I was. I finally heard him, and I don't believe I'm stupid anymore. You're not good enough. You're bad. It's your fault. God hates you. God's punishing you. There's all kinds of voices coming at us all the time, and our life is a progressive life with Jesus where we begin to know and understand. I love what Jennifer shared last week. You know, it's really true. If you're a parent, you know it's not over. You have to give input to your children. They're growing. We do the same thing until the day we enter into that other realm and we go through that door into heaven. We'll keep growing. So it's really cool. So that's what we're sharing. Now, I just want to remind you this. Jesus, his life is the focal point of everything. All of history, all of creation, all of eternity, everything since before time and everything after time centers in on that focal point of what Jesus did when he came to earth. And he set us free from bondage that we had been in since Adam and Eve. The entire world since Adam and Eve has been in bondage to darkness. The liar, the deceiver, Lucifer, he tricked Eve. He deceived her, and she and Adam were taken captives by darkness. And when they were taken captive, guess what? The whole world was. And it was simply the grace of God that kept us alive until Jesus came. Satan had his way, we'd have all been dead. Satan had his way, the earth would have been destroyed. Everything God loves and values would have been taken away. But God's mercy didn't allow. He put a limit on what the enemy was able to do in the world. And it's the enemy. Don't be deceived. It's God's grace and his love that stayed the enemy's hand thousands and thousands and thousands of times. And then Jesus was born a man and fully God. And he came and he lived on earth fully man. And he never separated from God. He never did it his way. He never tried to earn anything with God. He lived in relationship and communion with the Father 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, you know, it's interesting. I love this verse, this next verse. I don't want to do that yet. Okay. Rats, I got my verses out of order. Or I just got out of order. So what Jesus did, you need to remember, he is the center. Like everything goes from him in every direction into eternity. And that's the very foundation of our faith. It's the very foundation of the world and life. Life doesn't exist without that man. And what he did affects us all. And you know, when Jesus rose from the dead, and we're going to look at a passage in Matthew today, but remember right after Easter I read this passage, John chapter 20, verse 21, and this is when Jesus came into the disciples, into the room where they were all hiding with the door locked, and he revealed himself that he rose from the dead, and he told them this really crazy statement. And Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you." God, we're all sent. Jesus, the first thing he said to the disciples was peace, and he brought the peace. It's so interesting. But then he said, "As the Father sent me, I'm sending you." Every single one of us have been sent. you're fulfilling a destiny and a purpose in your life, whether you know it or not. And the purpose is to bring God's kingdom in heaven, being done in heaven on earth. And he breathed on them and he said, receive the Holy Spirit. And then he said this thing that just blows our minds. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. That was Easter Sunday. I talked about that. What a crazy statement. He's talking to you, to us. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. Well, I thought only God could forgive sins. What I believe Jesus was saying here, and if you don't forgive them, and again, he made it very clear, if you do not forgive them, their sins are not forgiven. I believe that the world has, ever since the Adam and Eve got deceived and went their own way, the world instantly began to judge themselves that they're bad. That you go read in Genesis. Adam and Eve, because right before they did that, the scriptures makes a point to say, listen, Adam and Eve were naked and they were unashamed. Right? They were naked and unashamed. It was who they were was totally exposed, and they weren't ashamed of themselves. They didn't feel guilty. They didn't feel shame. They didn't feel regret. They didn't look at their bodies and go, oh, I wish my body was like, well, there was only two of them, so they didn't have a lot of comparison, but they weren't ashamed. But the second that they got underneath the domination of the devil, those shame, guilt, sorrow, sadness, bitterness, anger, you're not good enough. They hid from the most loving Father that the world's ever known. They hid from Him. The very one who could put them back together, they hid from. And God went and found them. And He said, who told you? Guys, are you sick and tired of the devil speaking in your ear that you're not good enough? You've done too much. You'll never be. Are you tired of hearing those voices? Oh, well, look at them. Look at you. They're here and you're here. Oh, listen to your voice. Have you ever listened to your voice? It's squeaky and weird. It's really true, isn't it, Melinda? I mean, you all think that the first time you heard yourself on a cassette tape. You guys under 30 don't know what a cassette tape is, but they were really cool. And you heard your voice, and you're like, oh, God, I sound like that. I do that every time I listen to myself up here. I'm like, I do not sound that way. I think there's something wrong with our sound system. We're getting a new one. We'll fix my voice. No, it's like the devil. The devil's still telling you there's something wrong with you. The devil's still telling you you should be ashamed of yourself. And Jesus came, and he said, guys, let me kill a lamb. He was the first hunter. That was a joke for you non-hunters. God killed the first animal, and he took it, and he took the skin, and he covered his children. He covered Adam and Eve. He covered their shame and their nakedness. And he was a picture of Jesus coming to deliver us from what Adam and Eve had done. And until that point, the entire world was a mess, right? And the first thing that happens when we share the gospel is we forgive. Because I want to tell somebody, because they know, people inherently have a feeling they're not good enough. They inherently judge themselves. They inherently judge each other. That thing has been in the world forever. And I'm going to go tell somebody there's nothing wrong with you. God loves you. Jesus died for you. And He set you free so that now you can have life. That's good news. Now, it's good news to people that know they're struggling. People that have tried to fix themselves.